This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The government's back open for business, and it doesn't work any better than it used to. We're broke. Our country's falling apart. But it's still really delicious. Oh, democracy. Everybody gets to have a voice here. Perhaps it's that and our youth that simmers such a colorful food culture here in the U.S. of A. I'm Leyte Su, host of Word of Mouth every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I went to Chicago a few weeks ago for the inaugural Imbibe and Inspire conference, where I talked to this country's top chefs and other food folks about what American food means to them. I asked these folks to play make-believe. What would be on the menu if they were to host a dinner party, say, next week, for Presidents Hassan Rouhani and Barack Obama at the White House? Jason Franey, chef at Canalis in Seattle, gets ethnic and experimental.
I would cook pho. I love Vietnamese food, so I would try to anyway.
Paul Lebrant, chef at The Elm, keeps in mind the delicate conversation that might be happening at the dinner table.
Seafood. Lots and lots of seafood. Seafood is very calming. Meat is too aggressive. Vegetables, not satisfying enough for something so heavy. Seafood is right down the middle.
I found a Persian Texan in our midst, the perfect fellow to help us figure out the menu for our special guest from Iran. Ali Bazari, culinary scientist working with the French Laundry and the Culinary Institute of America, recommends meat.
Well, so I'm Persian. My dad's from Iran. My mom's from small town Texas. So that's like really actually a great question. I serve them barbecue because Iranian people love grilled meat. And that is our greatest contribution to the food of the world is Texas barbecue. Forget everything else.
And it was food writer Francis Lam who was the most decisive.
I would serve them tacos, lo mein, and ice cream.
We all kept scratching our heads at what to serve President Obama and the Iranian president at their dinner party. Turns out that chicken, particularly fried chicken, comes up a whole lot. Hugh Atchison, top chef judge and James Beard award-winning chef of three restaurants in Georgia, likes chicken for its international inoffensiveness.
I mean, you have to think about a lot of religious implications on those things and what you choose. So probably going to devolve into something like chicken. I don't know, I'd make them like a southern chicken bog with rice and leek rice middlings.
David Posey, chef at Blackbird in Chicago, is pretty honored to cook for that guy who hails from this very town.
Oh, for the president, man, what would I would probably definitely go the comfort food route just because that's what everybody likes to kind of show America off. First dish that comes to mind is fried chicken.
We've got to hear from Chef Edward Lee again. He's got experience cooking for world leaders, so I think he has the right answer.
Oh man, fried chicken. Because I'll tell you a story, I have an experience, this is the best story, that I actually got to cook for Mikhail Gorbachev about 2 years ago. He came to Louisville to do a lecture for the university, and they hired me to cook for him. So I made like foie gras, I mean, there was like $500 on his plate. The only thing was, there was a fast food company called Texas Roadhouse, and they made chicken wings and steaks for like the reception part of it, you know, for like the cheap people. And he looked at the fried chicken, like the chicken wings, and he looked at my food, and he brushed me away. And he was like, he ate about 60 chicken wings, drank two Coors Lights, and that was it.
So, what would you serve to world leaders at the White House? And what does American food mean to you? Tweet at me, hashtag WOMSHOW, WOMSHOW, at Leyte Su, LEITIHSU. I'm Leyte Su, and I talk to hashtag people we like those we heard from today, on my show, Word of Mouth, on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. If you like this, tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Until next time, eat well, be swell.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Kodachrome by Comanche. Thanks for listening.